for the first time, welcome. I'm your host, Fancy. What the hell took you so long? I'm joking. I meant to say thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoy the show. Please like it, share it, follow it on Instagram at Somewhere with Fancy. I would love to hear your feedback. On today's episode, I have for the strand of the episode something super sweet, a double lemon pie, which is a hybrid. In the news, we're talking about the storm named Barry that is scheduled to hit the New Orleans area. And for the topic of the episode, we are speaking about communication and how important communication is in any relationship dynamic that you are in. So, let's do what we always do. Let's take a nice cleansing breath, and I want you to inhale prosperity and abundance and self-love. And I want you to exhale bullshit, negativity, and drama. Let's do it one more time. Inhaling together, nice full breath in. Feel your lungs, feel your belly. Hold it for a second and exhale. I feel so much better. Let's get into this episode. Thanks again for joining me. I'm so pleased to have you here with me. Get into some news. So, one of the reasons why I like doing news on this platform is because I feel like it's just a great way to continue to be aware. And I don't like to do news that everybody is talking about. I refuse to talk about the person that is serving in the White House. I refuse to talk about him. I don't really want to talk about a lot of other political bullshit. I want you to be aware, but I also don't want to be responsible for passing on this information to you. So I try to look in other directions for news. If it has something to do related to one of our topics or something like that, then I'll incorporate it. This doesn't have anything to do with the topic of communication, but I was kind of sad to see this post or see this news, but New Orleans is bracing for a severe storm that they are expecting to have over the weekend. And as of right now, it seems like New Orleans is already pretty flooded. The pictures that I'm looking at are showing people with water up to their calf muscles, cars needing to be abandoned, and the storm hasn't even hit yet. This really gives me flashbacks from Katrina. And it's weird because I wasn't directly affected by Katrina, but I lived in Florida at the time, and I saw a lot of refugees that came for shelter and ended up just living in the apartment complex where I was living. So I ended up befriending a lot of these people, and we still keep in touch now. And just like, it just reminds me of like the crying. It was the crying that you would hear at night when someone has lost everything, and they have lost their families, and they have lost everything but a little bit of hope. That was really a life-changing experience. Being in that time, and the thing that I also remember so much from that is that I had just had just given birth to my oldest son, and I was pregnant with my middle son when Katrina hit. And one of the girls that became one of my best friends, she was pregnant also, and she was a refugee from Katrina. And she actually lost her child's father and found out that he was deceased. Maybe about a week after she made it to Florida. It's like so crazy how these things don't happen by accident. They happen by design. And the people that were affected by Katrina and the people that will be affected by this storm that's coming this weekend, the storm's name is Barry, by the way. The people that will be affected this weekend, these are folks that already don't have anything. The worldly possessions, I mean. They are low income. They're melanated. They're at the bottom of the priority list in this country. And the fact that they can go on being unprotected just shows it. Because out of all the places in the United States, New Orleans, Louisiana, you guys should be so well protected after that. Ugh, you guys should be so well protected. But you're right back in the same position. It's just so crazy to me. And you know, while we're talking about it, when you're resting this evening and you're counting all your blessings, I'd like for you also to send some love to our brothers and sisters in Flint that still don't have clean water. See, this is why I don't like the news. It gets depressing. Let's get to the strand of the episode. This bummed me out. But actually, what I did want to say is if you know anyone that is in the area, please check on them. Utilize the tools that we have here near us, like Facebook. And there was also this app that I had downloaded was, but it was pretty much like it turned your phone into a walkie-talkie. So in times of emergency, when cell phone lines are down, sometimes walkie-talkies still work. However, I don't know how this works if your phone is dead, because phones die when you lose power. But please check on your relatives, check on your family that live in that area. Utilize social media as much as possible. If you are in that area, please, if you're able, please evacuate. They are recommending evacuation, so if that is a possibility for you, please do so. If it's not a possibility for you, then I know that sometimes they will have programs that will bus you out from time to time. I'm not sure what exactly is going on the ground directly, but you may have some options. Even if it's just going to stay in the local school or shelter, there is more power in numbers rather than you being alone in your home. At least you can be with other community members. Okay. Alright, that's all I have for the news, because that was a little exhausting. Stay tuned for the strand of the episode. Let's pick this back up. Peace, family, la familia. So, it's the strand of the episode. I got a good one for you, too. So, this is a new strand. This is a new strand, and it's bred by Dark Horse Genetics. So, shout out to the Dark Horse. Okay, it's summertime. So, I wanted to give you something nice and fruity. Something nice and summertime-ish. And when I think of summertime, I think of lemonade, right? So, today I have the double lemon pie for you. So, the double lemon pie is a cross between lemon meringue and Joe's lemonade. It is a hybrid, so it's equal parts sativa and indica. And this strand produces a sweet and sour citrus blast that makes for incredibly tasty concentrates. That's straight from Leafly, folks. And also, let me just go on ahead and do my drop. If you have not already downloaded the Leafly app and you are a 420 enthusiast, you are missing out. This is your one-stop shop to find just about any strand that you're looking for, and it'll break down the genetics of it, and it'll also tell you what to expect as far as flavor, and it'll have suggestions as where you can get it from. So this definitely is my go-to app whenever I am looking up a strand. And I'm also going to direct you to another place. If you are in the DC area, you've got to check out my brother at Bougie Lungs on Instagram. Bougie Lungs. Bougie always has something amazing. Always has something amazing. So definitely check him out for 420 pop-up shops in the city. Just holler at him. He's always good. So you can follow Bougie on Instagram at Bougie_lungs, spelled BOUGIE_LUNGZ. Bougie Lungs. And definitely check out the pizza party that happens on Sundays. And just DM him for more information to get your invitation, because you need an invitation. Okay, so that's all I got for you for this strand of the episode. I hope you try it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you hit me up on Instagram, somewhere with Fancy, and let me know where you're smoking it so I can join you too, and we can have a party. All right, let's get into the topic of the day. Thanks for listening. Peace lovers, let's get into our topic of communication. I love this topic because I feel like the basis of everything and anything that we want to accomplish with another person, communication is going to be key. And I also feel like there have been so many times in my life, personally, through my experiences, where something happens, like maybe something doesn't work out the way that I really wanted it to, and then when I go back and I play it in my head, I realize, damn, you had the opportunity to speak up, and you didn't take it. Why didn't you just say what you felt like you needed? Why didn't you advocate for yourself? Like, speak up. And I'm not sure why. But I want to talk through this with you today. So, the first thing that I was thinking about is how important communication is in any relationship dynamic. When I say relationship, there's a part of my mind that automatically goes toward like a romantic relationship, like something sexual. But the truth is that any time that you relate to another person, or you have a certain dynamic that you share with another person, it's a relationship. So there's relationships that are sexual and that are romantic, and then there are work relationships, right? And it's super important to communicate in that, because your boss needs to know where you are and your coworker needs to know when you may need support, or you might need to work with someone from another department and you may have to actually verbalize different needs, or send different cues of communication, email, text, something, to let the outside world know what you're thinking inside. Family, communicating with family can be challenging, but it's very important, because otherwise you grow up and you grow into these very disjointed, disconnected families. And that's really unfortunate, because once that communication is lost, it's really hard to reestablish it, especially as an adult. There are several of my family members that I just don't have that level of communication with, and I really wish I did. I wish that I could call you today and it not be weird, but I'll probably make it weird, so I don't communicate. Community relationships. It's very important, again, to communicate with the people that you share space with. I mean, to be honest with you, this one should be painfully obvious, because community is built around the word unity, and what is unity without communication? And I mean, it doesn't even always have to be verbal. It could be a hand wave to say, I'm saying hello to you. Or one way that me and my neighbors communicate very frequently is that when my grass is getting too tall, they tend to cut the hell out of their grass. And that communicates to me that I need to be paying attention to my yard. So communication. I mean, honestly, we have these relationships with the person that checks out our groceries when we food shop. We have these relationships with the mail carrier. You know, maybe you might have some type of form of communication with your mail carrier, but I feel like so many of our relationships could be so much richer if they had better communication skills. Another dynamic where this comes into play is, and I experience this personally a lot because I am a person that provides a service, but please, folks, communicate with the people that provide you service. I hate the word service worker, but communicate, because if you're thinking that you want your hair one way and yet you have communicated something differently, when the outcome is not what you have desired, who are you mad with? If you tell me that you want, let's say, brown hair, and you want to have your hair colored to be brown, and then you don't, you know, I say, okay, is this a good brown? Is this a good brown? Oh yeah, that's a good brown. So then we do it, and it's exactly what we talked about, but then you talk about how you wanted it more hazel, or you wanted it more of a sandy brown, or more of a blondish brown. These descriptive words should have been used earlier in the afternoon. I feel like I'm getting too personal. This is something that happened to me today. But anyway, let me get out of this box before I get too caught up in the weeds. But do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand how important it is to communicate what is going on in your brain to the people that are around you? I think that I will use my son as a great example. My son is very good at expecting things, having expectations, but not communicating those expectations to the people that he needs in order to get his desired thing or his desired outcome. So you wanted X, Y, and Z, but you said nothing, so you got nothing, and now you're pouting because I didn't read your mind? It's weird. I also find this to be true, especially in romantic relationships. I think that a lot of communication issues happen, and I think that it really has a lot to do with the expectation, what the other person is expecting to happen versus what actually happens. And when you really connect those dots, the only missing link was the communication of what that one partner wanted from the other. Now this is something that I'm working on. If I want to see someone that's special to me for like maybe a weekend or something, it's hard for me sometimes to say, hey, I want to see you. And that's just because of my own weirdness. I'm getting better, but it is hard for me to say that because I really don't want to nag anybody for their time. And I also like to know that people want to do things. And a lot of times when they bring it up, at least I know they want it to, which is in direct contrast to what I just said. But also, it's this thing about not wanting to be rejected. Like, I guess if I say that I want this and then you don't provide it, then what? Like, am I rejected? What do I do now other than be mad at you? So that's something that I'm still working through for sure. But when I was thinking about that, it actually made me think of a lot of different barriers that people may have to communication. And it's not just, you know, the feelings of rejection, but I think that pride and ego get in our way a lot. I can think of times when I needed to communicate a particular need that I had. Let's say I was to a family member or something, and I might have needed financial help. I needed to ask for money. And when the time came for me to pull the trigger and ask the question, hey, can I borrow, can I have, my pride and my ego really get in the way. Like, I really have a hard time asking for help. And it's really sad because I could be missing out. Like, there's this girl I follow on Instagram. She's so dope. She's so dope. And actually, I really want to tag her in this. I hope I remember. So, Bespoke Curry. She's so dope. Please look her up. Bespoke Curry. She's a hairstylist in the Louisiana area. So, she has this incredible ability to be 100% transparent online. So if she is having a bad day, if she's not feeling well, if she has experienced a setback, if she's had the best day ever, she is so great. Like, literally, I'm in awe of her, honestly. But I'm not even being funny. Like, her ability to communicate her needs and her transparency with those needs is so beautiful. And I have seen her go through, you know, something that, like, really stressful times and be transparent online and communicate what she needs. And someone that is in a position to help her actually step up and help her. That's amazing. And see, for my dumb ass, I would still be in the space of needing that help and needing that support because I never spoke up. I never said anything because I didn't want anyone to know that I was in a position of needing help. I know I'm not the only person that goes through this. And it's crazy how different life experiences can train you not to trust people to the point where you go lacking because this person, you don't feel like you can trust them with what you need. I feel like it, well, I don't want to overgeneralize, right? and I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like for me, this came from like my childhood. Like this is one of those things that I'm still holding on to, where I have, and unfortunately, in a lot of ways, I still have this very transactional relationship with my father, where he will provide something, but it comes with contingencies. So, yeah, like he might help you do something or help you, you know, pay a bill or whatever, but it comes with a side order of like a whole lot of bullshit and a whole lot of judgment. And in the past, it's come with, you know, he might buy you something, but then he'll take it back if you don't do what you want him to do. Or you might have just gotten this because, I hate to be so open while I'm talking about communication and transparency, but this is a little difficult to talk about. A lot of times when I got something or I received help from my dad or something like that, it was because something crazy had happened in our house. You know, like if it were some type of physical abuse, some type of verbal abuse. And then, you know, you get a gift. When you grow up like that, it trains you to not trust people that give you things. And it trains you to be so self-reliant that it could actually be to your detriment, okay? It causes you to kind of close off to people. And I am now working on receiving things from others. Because the truth is that I love to give. I love to give. I love to give presents, you know, and see like the look on someone's face when they get a present. I love doing things for people, you know, like making their life a little easier if it's, I don't know, like helping you clean your kitchen or I don't know, anything I can do for someone that I care for, I really want to, because it makes me feel good. And the more that I understand that about myself, the more I understand that if it makes me feel good to do things for the people that I care for, I have to allow the people that I care for to do things for me. It's really just that simple. So, I don't know, I'm still working through that. So we talked about the different types of relationships that this is needed in, and I, you know, talked about my past experiences with why I might have a bit of a boundary up around people giving me things or doing things for me. And I will also say that in my recent past, I was, no, not that recent, it was a while ago, but I was talking to this person and I felt like, this isn't so much about communication as much as it is gifts, but I felt like this person knows me, right? And they know that like one of my top love languages is like quality time, right? But rather than spending that quality time, they would buy me things. I mean, that's nice, right? But like, I can buy my own things. I would way rather spend time with you. And don't get me wrong, like, I love gifts, but not like that. Like, to me, that's not trustworthy. That's not a trustworthy gift. That's like a guilt gift. And I'm not that kind of girl. Like, don't get me wrong, I love shiny things. Things are great. It's especially dope when you have like a small gift from someone and maybe you can like, I don't know, when I look at my necklace, I think about this person because they gave it to me. Or, you know, I don't know, something small, something simple, right? But in this case, whenever I looked at those things that were given to me, I got like, I had some satisfaction from it because I know that it came from someone that I felt had affection for me, had like maybe even love for me, but it didn't feel good because I didn't have those memories that I wanted. Those memories to me are so important because after whatever this gift is dead and gone, I still have those memories. So that's not to take anything away from gifts. I think that they are so important. Such a great way to show somebody that you're thinking about them. Just remembering different things that they like or whatever. But give me your time. Like, pay attention to me. And you'll pretty much get anything from me. So, I kind of wanted to talk more about the trust thing. Because I do, like, trust is definitely a barrier in communication. So, like, when you're thinking about the barriers that people experience and the reasons why they are having a hard time communicating, the ones that I was able to list was the feelings of rejection. Nobody likes that. Nobody, like, wants to wake up like, yeah, I'm gonna get rejected today. Like, no. So maybe you just don't say what you want because you don't think that outcome is going to happen. And I think that that's particularly sad because when you have already made an agreement with the universe about an outcome, that's exactly what the universe is going to give you. So if you make that internal agreement that, oh, I'm going to ask this person for this and I'm going to communicate my needs and nothing's going to happen, then that's what the universe will give you. The universe will give you absolutely nothing in return. So be careful what you put out into the world. Pride and ego, talked a little bit about this, but yeah, like over time we build up this armor of ego and pride around us and we use it as a way to protect ourselves, but we don't really realize the damage that it's doing. Because when you have to break down that wall of pride and tell someone something that puts you in a vulnerable place, you can have a really hard time. And I don't feel like I am a person that is consumed in my ego. I feel like I can observe my ego and interact with it when I need to. But I will tell you that I don't know if it's the Aquarian in me. I think it is, to be honest with you. But I can be so guarded. Like, oh my gosh. Like, it's so hard for me to, I can tell you anything, but like, ask me to tell you how I truly feel about a person. Especially the more I like them, the harder it is for me to say, I like you, I miss you, I would like to spend time with you. Eesh, like, oh my gosh, those. It's so hard. It's so hard for me to say it. But I'm really, really, really trying to push through it and trying to be better because I've said it before, but I really am understanding the power of my own manifestation and I'm really understanding the power of my own radical honesty. Like, this year in particular, I have felt myself walk up to a place where I normally would stop, right? And I normally would just shut down at this point. And I have been literally, physically pushing myself to be radically honest, right? Or to say what is actually what I'm actually having feelings about. Again, like, this might just be an Aquarian thing, but, like, real, I am not good with emotions. Like, it's either way too high or way too cut off, and I'm not sure where I should be in the middle. Like, I am just a mess. Like, it's terrible. Can somebody please help me? Like, seriously. But, I don't know. So, the question, oh yeah, and trust. Trust. If you don't trust the person that you're talking to, if you don't trust the person that you're communicating with, then it's not going to work. I was in a relationship, the same relationship that I referenced earlier. I was in this relationship, and it got to the point where I didn't even know, like, how to have a normal conversation with her, because it was like, hey, I hope your day was good. Like, I would send a text like that because I did not trust her to respond. I felt like I was going to be left hanging with no response at the end of the day. And that was my way of kind of like protecting myself. Like, hope you had a good day. That's it. Speaking on the phone, I did not trust her to open up, to share myself. I couldn't, because she had proven herself to not be trustworthy. And for whatever reason, I was still grasping at straws. And now I look back on this as such a beautiful learning opportunity, because I was able to witness myself go through this situation, and I was able to witness myself go through this, I'm sorry, my mentor just texted me. I have to get him on the show. I'm sorry, I got distracted. So I got to see myself, observe how I am in this trying situation. And because, okay, so let me just back up. So I got to observe myself in this situation because I don't really open up to people that way. I really don't. I prefer to like people from afar. But like I said, radical honesty, right? And I opened up and I allowed myself to buy into a lot of what this person was talking about. But it didn't work out. But I'm so glad that I took a chance. And I'm so glad that I allowed myself to open up, because it showed me what I could have if I do push myself to open up. If I do push myself to be more vulnerable, I actually liked how I felt after I said how I feel. And even though it didn't work out, like, long term, there were such beautiful moments in that relationship. And that's why I can walk away feeling really good now, because I know that I had personal growth throughout it. And I also know that everything happens for a reason. And it doesn't, like, happily ever after doesn't have to be happily ever after together. I am feeling great. So I'm really glad that I had that experience. And I'm also really glad that it's over and I can start fresh, right? Well, I act like it just happened. But I'm glad that it happened, and I'm glad that I was able to start fresh, and I'm glad that I was able to walk away from the experience with a new perspective. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so outside of trust, ego, fear of rejection, I think the only other reason that I could think of, the only other barrier that someone would have with communication is if they honestly don't know how. And I think that could be a thing too. I think that people can keep quiet about their own needs for so much and for so long that they kind of forget. They forget, one, how important it is to say what you need. Or maybe they never found out. And I think that they also, that there are people that honestly cannot articulate what they need in life. And that's really sad. That's really fucking sad. So, what I want you guys to do, this is your homework. I want you to take a piece of paper. And if it's however many people are in your direct circle, right? So maybe if you have a partner or partners, if you have children, if you have, you know, whomever you live with or work with or whomever is a part of your day-to-day life, I want you to take a piece of paper and create a graph putting all of those people's names at the top and put like 6 bullet points under the name, okay? And after you do that, I want you to write down 6 ways that you could be more effective in your communication with that person. And if you can't think of any ways that you could be more effective in your communication, I want you to write what you are doing now to be communicative in that relationship dynamic. Oh, that's some good homework. So after you see how you can communicate and how you do communicate, then you'll write 2 bullet points at the bottom of what you want to do to communicate better with those people. And that's it. That's the only thing you have to do. And this is just like a super personal exercise that you can do alone. Okay? So, guys, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Please like and share. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You know how to reach me, Somewhere with Fancy on Instagram. I really would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear how you enjoyed this episode and episodes in the past. I also want to get into a little bit more live streaming for my Instagram. So hopefully you follow me there. And you know, you can participate because I really do want to hear more and more and more from you. Okay? So I'm signing off. And you know, as always, I don't have all the answers. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where this whole thing is going to end up. I'm just here, somewhere in between. Peace.